Hi everyone. This video part 4 of Power BI Embedded Explained, I'm focusing on how to build and embed Power BI embedded in ASP.NET web forms example. So I got a lot of response from the previous first three parts where I basically was covering the concepts of the Power BI embedded, how to create a workspace collection, how to import a Power BI report in a Power BI workspace collection. And then the last part 3 was talking about how to build an ASP.NET application with MVC template, how to build and integrate with Power BI embedded. And I got a response from some clients looking for, we want a sample and show us how to do this in ASP.NET web forms. So this video is going to be only focusing on the ASP.NET web forms, but we're going to cover some basic concepts. If you haven't watched part 3, this part 4 is going to be only for ASP.NET web forms. So understanding the web tokens, the app tokens, the first thing that you need to know when working with Power BI embedded is that we have three types of tokens that basically the application interchange with the REST API for Power BI. So the first thing that you need to know that we have something called provisioning token. So the provisioning token basically is the token that you get when you provision a workspace in a workspace collection. We know in part 1 we were talking about that you how to provision a workspace collection in Azure. So the provisioning token is basically used to provision a workspace within your workspace collection. So the second thing, which is the development token, and you're going to see this in the code. So the development token used when making calls to the REST API in Power BI. So the third thing, which is embedding token, which basically used to basically when we are making calls to render a report within our page. So these are the three types of token. Definitely you're gonna see in the code the development token and the embedding token, how to do it in ASP.NET web forms. But we already covered the first token, which is the provisioning token in the first part of this series. So let's jump into a demo in how to build ASP.NET web forms application using Power BI embedded. So here I open my Visual Studio 2015. I have a project here, which is a Power BI embedded web forms, which basically using the ASP.NET web forms project template. So I'm going to go ahead and run my project just to show you how the application is running. So the first thing that you will see here that I have a basically out of the box ASP.NET MVC application, and I'm having the Power BI embedded is running within my application. You will see that all the interactive Power BI capabilities are working, and you see like based on the selected product name that the ship country is being updated. Even I'm able to open the filters that's provided on the report, and I'm even able to basically select, pick and choose what are the reports, and therefore the report is being refreshed based on the selected parameters. So basically I have a full functional Power BI report within my ASP.NET web forms, and even I can basically expand on this report. I see all the capabilities and I can see all the data based on the selected report, units in stock, and still I can go back and go back to the main report. So let's see how to build this report in ASP.NET. So the first thing I want you to make sure that you need to add when you create out-of-the-box ASP.NET application, if you look at my packages here, you will see that I have added certain Power BI application to my project. So you will see here that I have added the following NuGet packages for Power BI. So you will see here that I have added Microsoft.PowerBI.API and Microsoft.PowerBI.Core. So these are the two Power BI NuGet packages that I have added to my project. So and also once I add these packages, I have certain keys that I need to basically, because I'm integrating with a workspace that I have created in a workspace collection in Azure. So I'm just reading this configuration from the web.config. So you will see here that I have an access key that you can basically pull from the workspace collection in Azure. This is a standard API. You're not going to change that, but you're just going to put the workspace collection name that you have created on Azure, and the workspace collect workspace ID that you have imported when basically you import the Power BI report. So three keys that you need to update or basically add it on your own. The first thing is access key for the Power BI embedded workspace collection, and the name of the workspace collection and the workspace ID for the imported report. So once you do this, you can let's jump into the code behind. So the first thing I'm doing here, I'm just reading the workspace collection, workspace ID, access key, and API, and then I'm going to the page load, basically the default page that I'm having here. So I'm doing the following. First of all, I'm trying to get a development token. So let me resize this so you can see the full code. So here what I'm doing here, I'm just creating a list of the report because I'm reading all the reports that I have within a certain workspace. So here, the first thing to access that, I need to get a development token. So I'm getting a development token, and once I'm getting a development token, I'm going here, I'm iterating through all the reports that I have, and I'm creating a list of all the reports. The important thing that you need to know here in ASP.NET that we need the embed URL, which is basically you are loading the embed URL for the report. Yes, you can get the embed URL from the Azure portal, but dynamically here you can pull the report ID, the report name, the embed URL, the web URL, even if you want to access the report and the report object. So I am putting this in a report list. So once I load all the reports that I have on the targeted workspace collection and the workspace ID that I specified in the configuration, I'm just selecting the first report for the demo purposes. I'm selecting the first report, and once I'm selecting the first report, I'm what I'm doing here, I am trying to get an access token for this report. So I'm trying to the Power BI token. I'm saying create report embed token because I want to get the token, because I want to have an object that has the report model, the report object, and an access token to access it. Why? Because I am sending the access token along with the embed URL for this report to my page, and then I'm creating a JavaScript. We're gonna see the code in a bit. So these are the two parameters that I want to be able to load a Power BI embedded iframe within my application. I want an access token, and I want to know the embed URL, and I put the logic in a JavaScript method. So these are the two things. So once I get the report object, I am trying to again call the Power BI REST API to get an access token for this report. I am passing these access token and the embed URL in a two hidden fields in my page. So you will see here that I have access token text, it's a hidden field, and the embed URL text as well. Why? Because I am using this in an iframe. So you will see here that my page doesn't have anything other than iframe element, and I'm using a JavaScript to load the source with the access token to this iframe. So you see here I have a script block with a JavaScript that I'm saying when the DOM is ready. So what I'm doing here, I'm getting an object from the iframe, and then I am passing the embed URL text hidden field value to the source, and then I'm assigning the onload event for the post action load report, which basically what it does is it's pulling the access token text hidden field value and added to the access token to the report, create a JSON object of it, and then I am passing it over to the iframe as well. So this is how, this is basically what you need to have the iframe up and running in your ASP.NET web forms. So I was able to get the access token, embed URL, pass it, and basically store it in a hidden field. And then I create a little JavaScript method that basically what it does, it reads the access token and the embed URL and the access token and pass it to an object for the iframe. And then you will see the iframe up and running in your project. Here are some references for you. The first link, it's a very detailed blog post about how to start working with Power BI embedded step by step. And then the other two links is related to if you want to read more from Azure website, more about the Power BI embedded. And then the last link is very important because it has the GitHub repo for the demo that I was running. So feel free to fork it or use it. So this is basically if you want to keep running the application, even in the GitHub, I'm putting the instruction. Literally, you just need to put the configuration keys for your workspace collection, workspace ID, and the application will be up and running as well. So thank you so much. Feel free to drop any message or any questions to my blog, mustafalzagbi.com, or follow me on Twitter. Thank you.